Yesterday's Yisoid of the Sugya, which are Bar Yalei, by the Derech Kapula, but if we have to analyze it down to its core, the Yisoid is that the case of the Ofer and the Sfina is not only an issue of Yanika. It's not just an issue of it's Yainik from Karka Eretz Yisrael, but more than that, it's an issue of whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, whether the Eretz, the land, the earth, is part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chiddush of Geisheshes is that if it's close enough to the ground, it's considered to be on Eretz Yisrael, and for Hilchis Shabbos, that might not be enough, but for Hilchis Trumas and Maaseres, that's what you need. You need that it should have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Chiddush of Geisheshes, that it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. You still need a Yanika, Vaisdais. For my whole Sugya Vaisdais, you still need a Yanika, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, so the same thing, the person with the get is in Eretz Yisrael. This is the way we're learning up the Sugya. There is a Tshuvas HaRosh that talks about a person who planted food on the roof of his building, so that there were no flower pots, there were no pots, there was no metaltalim. On the roof, he spread earth on the roof of the building, and he planted it in the earth. So there, the earth is a mechubel karka. Technically, it's considered mechubel karka. A building is mechubel karka. A building is not makabel tumah, right? If a mace is in a building, the building doesn't become tumah. So the building is mechubel karka, like a pole that's stuck into the ground is mechubel karka. It's not yainik min karka. Buildings don't grow because they're stuck into the ground. They're not alive. They're mechubel l'karka, they're not yainik min hakarka. The Tshuvas HaRosh said that if you have earth on the roof of a building and you're growing things there in Eretz Yisrael, that it's chayiv in Tshuvas HaMaisus min HaTorah, because it's mechubel l'karka, because it's part of the building, and being that's part of the building, it's mechubel l'karka, it's just like Lagabi Hilchis Tumah, it's Mechubel HaKarka. The same thing Lagabi Tshuvas HaMaisus, it's Mechubel HaKarka. And it's Chayav Tshuvas HaMaisus Min HaTorah. Now, the Gra in Yerodeya, Hilchis Tshuvas HaMaisus, brings down the Tshuvas HaRosh. And it's a Simeresh Tzadik Dalet Sif Gimel, the Gra. And he says, Ma'in Yin Tumah, it's all Tshuvas HaMaisus. You know, Tumah Samaisus and it's Yanika. Tumah has nothing to do with Yanika. And what the Gra says is the das of most Rishonim, that you need Yanika also. You need two things. It should be Mechubel HaKarka and it should be Yanik Min HaKarka. But Al Kopanim, in understanding the Rosh Hashita, the Rosh, with yesterday's Rabbi Yalei, becomes at least understandable as a shita in the Rishayim. It doesn't stem with Rashi and Taisus. But we said the whole sugya here is a sugya of whether the land that's on the boat, not the land, the earth that's on the boat, is that earth of Eretz Yisrael? Is it close enough to be considered earth of Eretz Yisrael? That's the whole din of Geisheshes. That the earth should be considered part of the land, part of the karka of Eretz Yisrael. That's the way the Rosh learned up the sugya. The Rosh learned the sugya that's the issue. The issue is the earth considered to be the earth of Eretz Yisrael? It's Chayav Tshuvas HaMaisus. Now we Rashi and Tosis learned that you need Yaniko also. The boat has to be Cheres, or Tosis Eitz, has to be a material which is Yainik. But the Rosh apparently didn't care so much if it's Yainik from the Karka. He only cares is it considered Karka. Which the truth is, if you learned of sugya, would be very geschmack. Because if you want to compare it to get, that was the whole thing. What is get has nothing to do with Yanika. the comparison to get is very geshmak. Is the earth of the bold considered to be Eretz Yisrael? It's gesheshes, it's considered to be part of the kark of Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, the same thing, by a get, is part of the kark. The Anika issue, the Rosh held, is not, it has no shaykhis. If it's part of the kark of Eretz Yisrael, then it's mechubel kark, that's good enough. So, although the Rosh is a very big chiddush, because he doesn't say it depends on Yanika, but nevertheless, the side of the Rosh, that what's Machayev and Shumas and Maisus is, that it's Mechubel, the Karka Eretz Yisrael, is very much the whole Torah of yesterday. That's the whole Stikul Torah of yesterday, that's the Inyan of Gesheshes. Gesheshes is that the earth on the boat should be earth of Eretz Yisrael. So it stems very nicely with the Sugya, at least the Gemara, the way we're learning up the sugya now, based on Bar Yalei, it's very geshmak with the way the Rosh talks about it, that the issue is it part of Karka Eretz Yisrael? Okay, we have left to understand a few things. The Stipler I mentioned, the Ruvein, and then the applications to Inyanei Shabbos. We'll start first with the Stipler, which talks about Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam paskins, like I said yesterday, Rambam paskins are of Yehuda, that if it's kasheshes, it's chayv and trumas and maestros. If it's not kasheshes, it's patur and trumas and maestros. And like we said yesterday from Taisvis, that kol mokim sheshana of Yehuda emasai b'mishnaseinu is loy balachloik el lafarish. So we paskin of Yehuda, and we paskin that you need kasheshes. That's the way the Rambam paskins hilchas trumas and maestros. Like the Stipler in Hilchis Arla, the Rambam paskins that a Sfina, a tree that grows in a Sfina, is Chayiv Ba'Arla, and he's not Mechalik between Gesheshes and Gesheshes. They just assess him by Arla that Chayiv Ba'Arla Sayyah Gesheshes, Sayyish Gesheshes. So it's a stira from Hilchis Arla to Hilchis Trumas and Maestris. In Hilchis Trumas and Maestris, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that a boat is only considered to be mechubel karka if it's gesheshes. And in Hilchas Arla, he says it's chayiv in Arla, saiv it is gesheshes, saiv it's not gesheshes. By Arla, he doesn't make any chilek. And by Trumas Umaisus, he does make a chilek if it is gesheshes or not gesheshes. So this is the stira that a number of Acharonim ask in the Rambam. Why is it that our sugya, which is talking about Trumas Umaisris, is mechalik between Gesheshes and that? And Arla, the sugya of Arla, the Rambam holds that there's no chiluk. So the Stipler brings two dayas in how to be mechalik between Arla and Trumas Umaisris. First is the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says the chiluk isn't a chiluk between Hilchas Arla and Hilchas Trumas Umaisris. The chilek is between a tree and vegetables or wheat. Vegetables or wheat that are on a boat, that's Agamar. That's Bizman Shasvina Gesheshes is one way, Bizman Shaina Svina Gesheshes is a different way. Arla is only on trees, right? What's Arla? Arla is a din that the first 3 years it grows, it's Aser. The fourth year it's in that Ravai, the fifth year it's Mutter. That's a din by trees, not by vegetables, not by wheat. By trees, there's a concept that of Saifai Lefafeya, Saifai Lenakev, the shrushim of a tree grow and grow, a baby tree is a small tree. You plant a tree in front of a building, it's a small tree. Like a few years pass, it becomes a very big tree. You plant a tree in a boat or in a flower pot, it's not going to be in the boat in the flower pot for very long. Eventually, it's going to grow out of the flower pot, it's going to make a hole in the flower pot, it's going to make a hole in the boat. Eventually, it's going to be in the ground. So that's why the Rambam is not mechalik between Yegoy Sheshes, Nishkoy Sheshes, or if a flower pot has a hole, it doesn't have a hole. Being that the mitzias of a tree is such that the roots are saifai to grow through the flower pot or through the boat, so it already has hilchis arla mitchilasai. It gets dina arla right away. which is a chiddush because it's seifa, it gets right away, but okay. But then Mishnah Baal says, since it's a seifa, it's going to grow through, so therefore a tree doesn't need gasheshes. A tree always seifa is to go through, and therefore it has halachas right away of karka. It's not the words that it's seifa to grow through the Mishnah Melech brings from Lashon HaBraisa. This is how he answers the stira. Svara certainly needs a little hezver. What's the difference? But Zeshtet Mishnah Melech. So again, the Mishnah Melech chiluk is between a tree and not a tree. The Eglei Tal has a kasha on this. And he's not tefreed with his parents. And therefore, the Eglei Tal makes his own chiluk. Whereas the Mishnah Melech's chiluk was the difference between a tree and not a tree, the Eglei Tal's chiluk is between Hilchis Arla and Hilchis Trumas Umasus. Pasuk Gzeres HaKasav. Why is the Pasuk? What is the Torah talking about by Trumas Umasus? And what's the Torah talking about by Trumas Umasus? The Pasuk uses a Lashon Sada. Uses a Lashon Sada, which implies a certain level of an established planting. A Sada, a field, established type of a planting. If you plant in the house, you're part of a Trumas Umasus, Minatayra, because Trumas Umasus, the Pasuk says Sada. By Arla, it doesn't say Sada. It says Kisavayu ala Aretz. It's a Lashon Aretz, Eretz Yisrael. So Arla, a house, is also in Eretz Yisrael. It's also Aretz. So if you planted a house, if somebody were to plant something in his house, it would also be have Dinei Arla. Because Dinei Arla don't require the same level of Sada as does Trumas Umasus. Mela, asugya, you do need gaisheshes. Should be at least in the eyes of halacha. It should be connected to the ground. That's by Trumas Umasus, which needs sada. Why it's considered a sada if it's connected to ground that's under the yam? It's very difficult for me to understand. It would seem to me that the earth that's under the yam is less sada than the earth in the house. I'm not sure how to explain that, but. At least I understand that on a boat, if it's not gosheshes, it's very vital from Sada. And therefore, we require that it should be gosheshes. We require that it should be gosheshes. So there, where the Torah requires an established type of growing, so there we need gosheshes. Mashenke by Arla. Arla, the Torah does not require such an established level of growing. So there, it's totally in being in Eretz Yisrael. And Oretz is a filo eino gasheshes. That's the Eglei Tal's pshat. Each pshat, if I can say so, each one is a little not so satisfying. The pshat of the first pshat is divvying a tree and not a tree. Seifai to grow. What's not satisfying about that teretz? Seifa to grow, but now it didn't grow. I mean, Seifa, it's going to break out of the boat, it's going to break out of the flower petal. And I said, it didn't. Right now, it's the way it is. It's if I could say, but the Mishnah Melech is not so satisfying. It's not such a satisfying terrace. The second terrace, the terrace of the Eglei Tal. All right, it's Gzeres HaKasus. So, all right, if you want to tell me Gzeres HaKasus. So, fine. So, there you need Sada. Here you need Eretz. And what's the Nekud of Chiddush? That a boat that's not gosheshes, that's called Aretz. That's called Aretz. All right. It's hard for me to say why. The Stipler has a problem with both Teretz. He has a problem with the Eglei Tal's Teretz too. That in Hilchos Shemitah, where it also says Aretz, Veshav Saharetz, Shabbos Lashem, Shemitah, where it says Aretz, he brings a suffix. Yerushalmi is Masupik. If you plant Babayis, whether it has a din of Shemitah, So whether by Shemitah, yeah, if you play in the house, how it works. There it also says Aretz. It seems to throw the whole Torah of the Eglital is that here it says Aretz, here it says Sadeh. So I don't know how to dash a psukim, but the problem is that by Shemitah we see the way he dashes the psukim doesn't seem to work and is not consistent. So there seems to be a problem. So the Stipler comes along with his pshat. It's like a third pshat, but it's really not a third pshat. It's really a combination of the two pshatim. If you think about it, you'll see the Stipler combines really the two pshatim, and he makes everything a little more, it's still a chiddush, but it makes it a lot more understandable. The Stipler says there are really three psukim. By Trumas and Maestris, it says Sadeh, need a Sadeh. By Shemitah, it says Aretz. So Rishami's Mesupik. Bishav Saharetz, what is Aretz? Is Aretz the same as Sadeh? Not the same as Sadeh. For Safik, alright. By Orlah, what's the Lashon by Orlah? Ki Savayu El Haaretz. It doesn't say a word about where it's growing from. It's not like Shemitah, Bishav Saharetz, Shemitah. Aretz there means the earth that it's growing from, right? It means the piece of soil. Here it says Kisavayu El Haaretz, when you'll come to Eretz Yisrael. So the Stipler, Hilchis Arla is Toloi in being in Eretz Yisrael, not Toloi in anything to do with the earth. It has nothing to do with the earth at all. It's Toloi with being in Eretz Yisrael. So really, in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter what, where, when. Everything is chayav in Arla. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have to be Gosheshes, it doesn't have to be Nokuv, it could be Atzot She'ena Nokuv. No matter what it is, for Arla, it's nothing to do with the earth. Nothing to do with the piece of earth, the globe, that's the Karka Ha'ilam. Nothing to do with it. Really, Arla, Kisavayu Ala Aretz, you come to Eretz Yisrael, the Adine Arla has nothing to do. Nothing to do with the earth of Eretz Yisrael at all. The truth is, Arla is a Chutz La'aretz also. People aren't aware of it. But the Chutz La'aretz really, from Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Psukim are talking about Eretz Yisrael. Ki Savayu El Haaretz. But it doesn't mean the earth of Eretz Yisrael. It means being in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Savayu El Haaretz. Just what? When you have something that's growing in a flower pot, what's different about it? Why should something growing in the flower pot be different than something growing in the ground? So you could say two differences. You could say the difference we said yesterday, it's not yoinik from the earth. Okay, that's an emissive difference when you need yinika from the earth. But so the stipulate is a second difference. And that is that it's a shinoi, it's a davar mishuna, it's something that's, his lashon is lav hainu rabise. It's not the normal way that trees don't usually grow on flower paths. On Shabbos, if you rip something out of a flower pot, which is not nokuv, even if it's growing, you're potter. Not kaitzer. Why is it kaitzer? So before we learned to stifle, we'd say it's not kaitzer, it has to be yainik from the earth. The Stipler says it's not true. Because the halacha is that if you have an animal that's pregnant and somebody pulls the vlad out of the animal, he's chayiv mishum kaitzer. If somebody is oikar vlad mimei imai, that's also where it grows. It's not growing from the ground. It's growing in the mother's womb. And if you pull a baby out of the mother animal's womb, you're chayiv mishum kaitzer. So it's not yainik from the ground. So why, if I pull something off a flower pot, am I potter? So the Stipler, we all know, in Hilchos Shabbos, a shinoi is potter. Now you do something with a shinoi, it's potter. You all know that if you push a button with your elbow, so that makes it into a shinoi, it's kalachayad. It's a shinoi. A shinoi is aistei reis. So the Stipler, things growing in flower pots, that's a shinoi. It's true, there are plenty of flower pots in the world. But lamaisa, most things in the world grow from the ground. And a flower pot, that's lav hainu rabise, it's not the normal way for things to grow. So what? It's not. Therefore,
I'm doing the
Hilchos Shabbos. There's no difference if the shin is in the nifal or shin in the pu'ula. Another Hilchos is a chilek. Hilchos Shabbos, either one is a ptur. Say shin in the nifal, say shin in the pu'ula. But really, a flower pot's ptur. Besides the ptur that it's not yainik, let's say legabe certain halachas, but there's also ptur of lav hainu revisa. Legabe orla, not the sidler. A tree in a flower plot would be a shinoi. It would be potter, even though we said kisavayu ala aretz. If you come to Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael, even if it's yainik ben avir, it should also be chayiv in orla. It's in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have to be on the ground. So the stipler in achinam. Really, in a flower pot, dina erla should apply. Why do we need this reason that the Mishloah Melech brings that the roots are eventually going to break out of the flower pot? We need that to answer the problem that it's a shinui. Lav hainu revisa, it's not normal. Trees and flower pots, that's not a normal thing. It's not a normal thing to have a tree in a flower pot. The answer is, Zakta Stifler, you're right, there'd be a Petor of Shinoi. For that, we need that Nekuda that Mishloah Melech mentioned, that the roots are going to break out. So when a tree is in a flower pot, it's not seen as a Mishunadika tree. It's just, Lamaisa, that's how you plant trees. You start off the tree in a small thing, and then it gets bigger, you transfer it to the ground. Eventually, the roots break out of a flower pot, and it goes into the ground. It becomes in the ground. You have a tree in a boat. It's not going to be in the boat forever. It's normal. You start off a tree in one place and then you move it. Gemara in Bava Basra said that one place it said it's normal to have 10 trees in a base saw. One place it says it's normal to have 3 trees. So the Gemara said when you plant little young trees, you plant 10 in a base saw. When they get big, you spread them out and you have 3 in a base saw. So that's a normal way to do things with trees. You'll see some things on trucks. They have these trees with earth all wrapped. They transfer them to the when they sell trees. That's the way you do it. You start it small and you transfer it. You transfer it when it gets a little bigger. So be'etzem kisavayu ala aretz arla is a din anything in Eretz Yisrael in a flower pot or in a boat, even if it's not geisheshes, it's also because why it's in Eretz Yisrael. No difference. Even if it's yainik from the air, it's also there's no din of karka. By Arla. Arla, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv. Why did I need this brisa to say because the roots are going to break out of the pot? That's because there's another problem. The problem of lav hainu revisa. It's not normal for it to grow that way. Yes, it's not normal for it to grow that way. So I have to tell you that when you plant a tree in a flower pot, you should know that eventually it's going to break out. And since Arla is not a din, it's not a hilchos Shabbos, it's not totally in the day, it's totally in the tree, it's a normal tree. So this is a normal tree, and eventually it's going to break out. And therefore, dinei Arla apply.
Who cares if it's lav hainu revisa?
So,
who cares?
Because there's a ptur of shinui. That's what he's saying. Normally, if not for the fact of this dekuda that's going to break out, a tree in a flower pot would be a davar mishana, and there's such a patur in the Torah of shinoi. So that's not normal.
Why is
shinoi only by Shabbos? The question is where it applies. Shinoi is definitely not limited to Shabbos.
I'm thinking about that.
But shinoi? No, shinoi you find in other places also. You find patur of shinoi in Shabbos, you certainly find shinoi. Maybe that's in the Kud of Kiddush in the Stifler. That by Orla there's such a concept of Lav Hainu Revisa. That there's a concept of Shinoi. But
by
eating treifus, there's a Petur of Shinoi. If somebody has to eat something treif for refuah, so there's a Petur to take it, Shalai Kederach Achila. You wrap it in a tissue and you swallow it. That takes off the derayah. Yep, Petur of Shinoi.
Right now it is.
So that's the whole, the way I understand the stipler is saying that right now it's normal. Because it's normal, you plant it there and the roots break out and then it becomes part of the karka. But it has to be normal right now too. I think that's the nakuda that he's saying.
It was never normal then.
If it's totally abnormal, then it'll be part of Marla. Even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a Zaytik of Torah, of Shinui.
Why is there a Torah
that
like Tosh on Shabbos of
Dal Mashiach? So on Shabbos, the question would be, if I have a tree and a flower pot and I'm Toilish, why do I have a Ptur of Shinui? So first of all, if I wanted, I could say that maybe a tree is different on Shabbos, maybe a Takachayev, because it's eventually going to grow. But I think it's not true. I think on Shabbos, it has to be normal for Shabbos. It has to be normal today. For Orla, it just has to be a normal tree. Orla is something that's the life of the tree. The life of the tree, the first 3 years are Orla, and the fourth year, and the fifth year. So it may be that what we consider a Shinoi for Shabbos are not the same Gedorim as a Shinoi for Orla. Shabbos went down Bashar Husham, and it could be that there were not, perhaps.
Right.
Is Rashi clearly talking about a tree, or Rashi could be talking about not a tree?
He's talking about
an artist, I understand. The question is that a tree, if it's a plant and an artist, it's a shema. If it's a tree and a plant, and if it's a tree and a flower plant, which Seifa, it will be planted in the ground, is that a shema? Or she have shenished on Shabbos. But. Alright, so this is the stipler which deals with Arla. Okay, now we turn to Hilchos Shabbos, to the Reuven. The bottom Tosfos. Okay, there's a lot in this sugya from the next piece of Gemara that is Negeat Hilchos Shabbos. So let's see first Tosfos. Tosfos brings it in, the bottom Tosfos. Dilma Lohi. Dilma Lohi. It's very hard, not hard, but it's better to learn the Gemara first and Taisa second. Let's just see the Gemara for a minute. Amar Reb Zeira. We have here a machlaikis Reb Zeira and Rava. Amar Reb Zeira. Otsis nakef amunach agabi yaseida yispanu machlaikis Reb Yudav Rabba. What is Reb Zeira saying? Flower pot with a hole raised. What's he saying? Lahalacha. That we pass like Reb Yehuda. That what? That if it's not kosheshes, however close kosheshes is, if it's not kosheshes, it's potter for meiser. So Reb Zeira holds his potter. Rava says no. Rava don't allow you. I can't come here. Hashem el besvina ha'asui levroyach. Aval she'en asui levroyach loy. Now it's a second step. We'll deal with what asui levroyach means. Asui levroyach means it moves. Both move, and flower pots don't move. Who cares if it moves or it doesn't move? So we have to see. That's our next. That's if the taisis. That's the next rule of order to figure out taich of asui levroyach. But lemaisa Rava argues Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira holds a raised otzis nakuv is considered like Reb Yehuda tolush like abichumas amaisus, and Rava holds a raised otzis nakuv is considered mechuber even if it's enegay sheshes. Ask him. That's machlekes Reb Zeira and Rava here. A raised otzis nakuv. Reb Zeira holds, where you're passing for Yehuda, Reb Zeira holds it's Talush, and Rava holds it's Bechover. Zaktaisus. This sugya is going that they're arguing, for sure. There is not like a bias seem to prefer to say. Okay. Zaktaisus. Dilma Lahi. Akam akam Reb Yehuda. Kein hua emes. Da'otzitz kimachover. Which means Taisus is saying the halachi is like Rava. Like Rav, that Otsis is mechuber. I'll prove it to you. The Peperek Hashir Le'ach Emrinan Ein Kaisim Prusbul Ela Al Otsis Nakuf. So what do we see? We see that in order to write a Prusbul, the Loiva has to own Karka. If he owns a flower pot, it's no good. But if he owns a flower pot with a hole in it, which is on the ground, or Mukila Demachasichi, or even if it's not on the ground, it's on a raised piece of poles. So there, you're allowed to write a prosbul. So we see raised is considered to be karka. B'had kama ha'chad karkam rabbanal b'sfina mashu de ba'otzis to kuliyamo lo yavakam achubur. The second half of Rava ad kama kami rabbanu dechuyi ba'alma. Dechuyi ba'alma. And the halacha is that otzis kemechomer, even raised. Now, what is that? What's the ramifications of the Shabbos? Hold on, Shabbos parak amitziyai. Hyperpisa the manchanara. If you have an otzis nakov that's on the ground, vanchasichi, and you pick it off the ground and put it on top of a pole, raised pole, chayiv mishum toilish, yachayiv. That's mashma. There, when it's on the ground, it's mechomer, and when it's raised, it's tolosh. Is the chastira, we just said it's mechomer. Hayinu mit rabbanik in the perishas and bekuntres. So Tosis, you're right, that's only a derabbanan. Really, min ha-Toira, it's not chayiv, because what's the difference? On the ground, off the ground, raised from the ground, that all has a din, mechomer. So Tosis sheet is very clear, that whether it's raised or on the ground, either way, otzis nakov has a din, mechomer. All of the discussion here comes from the fact that the Rambam says that papisa, the mancha arav, ancha sichi, that if somebody takes this flower pot off the ground on Shabbos and raises it, that chayiv chatos mishum toilish. There's chayiv adoraisa mishum toilish. So that's the kasha. How's the Rambam going to answer Tosis kasha? If you say that otzitz kimechuber, and it's mashu that way by prosbol, otzitz kimechuber, so why does the Rambam paskin that if you take a flower pot from the ground and raise it up onto poles, that you chayiv mishum tarnish? So this, Reb Ruvain comes to give us a geder, and he talks about a very important hagdara in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, the Rambam also holds that a raised otzitz is mechuber. That's not the question. However, a raised otzitz obviously is not yainik as much as an otzitz that's against the ground. It's yainik, but less. The Rambam holds that yochayim mishum kaitzer, if you make it grow with less yanika, if it has a lot of yanika, it's on the ground, and you lift it up, and now it has less yanika, that's enough to be mechayev mishum kaitzer. And that sounds like a big chiddush, but he says, he brings a few examples. You know that if you weed a field, it pulls weeds out of a garden. It's chayiv mishum noiteya. It's chayiv because of planting. You pull weeds, you have a field in which vegetables are growing, you pull out some weeds. Your chayiv is areya. Chayiv for planting. Well, planting, I didn't plant, I pulled out weeds. But you made the tree grow better, or the plants grow better. If you pull weeds out of the ground, it makes everything else grow better. So your chayiv, even though it would have grown anyhow, it would have grown no matter what, but you're making it grow more quickly, that's enough to be mechayiv you mishum neteya. Or to give another example, if what? I was thinking if you have a cholent that's not fully cooked on the blech, and it's going to cook. Wherever it is now, it'll cook. You wake up in the morning, it's going to be cooked. Somebody moves it closer to the fire. Now, instead of cooking in 2 hours, it'll cook in 1 hour. So it's chayiv mishum bishul. Even though it would have cooked anyway, that's called kiruv bishul. Uve bishul is chayiv. That's their eyes. The makar for this is a Gemara in Shavuos. There's a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Zayin, which says that if the Evarim are burning on the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, and Yisrael comes, Azar comes, and he turns over the Evarim, as they're burning, he turns them over. And the Gemara's Lashon is, it would have burnt in 2 hours, and now it's going to burn in 1 hour. He's chayiv for doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Azar Shav al chayiv nisa. Aye, what did he do? It's going to burn anyway. Devarim, there's no time limit. Devarim can burn a whole night. So it would have burnt in 2 hours. So he went, he turned it over, so now it's going to burn in 1 hour. So what did he do? So we see from here that if you speed up the process, that you're chayiv. If you speed up the process of burning, if you speed up the process of cooking, if you speed up the process of growing, that's also a chiyuv d'oraisa on Shabbos. You make what's going to happen anyhow on Shabbos. That's a chiyuv. That's why you're not allowed to stir a pot on the fire. A pot that's not fully cooked. Stirring it is also mekarav bishula. It also makes it cook more quickly. And that's why you're not allowed to stir a pot on the fire on Shabbos. That's why if you take a cover off of a pot on Shabbos, you want to check the chalent. You take the cover off, you look in, and you see the potatoes are not fully cooked. It's also to put the cover back. Now I put the cover back on the pot if the potatoes or the beans, whatever it is, are not fully cooked. Because by putting the cover back, you're going to cause it to cook more quickly. Because an uncovered pot doesn't cook as quickly as a covered pot, according to conventional wisdom. So therefore, putting the cover back is going to make it cook more quickly. That's what it's there, I said. Well, it has to be a special called Tzarechai. There's something called Michael Ben Dursai, edible, and then there's a special Korsarachai, fully cooked. So the halacha is that if you take something that's Michael Ben Dursai and you make it fully cooked, there's an Isidar Asa Vishal. Machlek is Rishayna, but we pass that's Asr. So if it's not fully cooked, you can't recover it. Now, if it's fully cooked, you just like it softer, then you could. But if it's not fully cooked, then you can't.
So making a chalak in the level of Yenika?
What?
Making a chalak in the level of Yenika.
So what Reb Reuven is saying, let me theorize, is that just like we find by Hilchis, by other aspects of Hilchis Shabbos, that if you speed up the process, Yechayiv, even though it would have happened anyway, you speed up the process, Yechayiv, even though it would have happened no matter what. So same thing in our Gemara, I mean the Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis that Taisus brings, Hai Par Pisa the Manach Aaron. You have a flower pot sitting on the ground. It's going to grow a certain amount of time and a certain amount of yanika. And you raise it. Now it has less yanika. So being that you're mamayit the yanika, that itself is included in the isser of kaitzer. You're separating it. That's also kaitzer. And that's why the Rambam said that you're chayim.
And the Gemara, it should be 3 levels. It should be the Shasher and the Shasher, something that grows in the earth itself. Something that grows in the earth itself, and the actual contact itself, is better than Nika than the Shasher. The Shasher doesn't have to be Nika.
Remember, I'm talking now about Hilchus Shabbos. In Hilchus Trumas and Maisris, big Yanika, smaller Yanika, Yechayim Trumas and Maisris. And there's a certain minimal level of Yanika, we're below that Yapater. So there's only 2 levels, a certain amount of Yanika Yechayim, a certain amount of Yanika Yapater. In Shabbos, you have actually a Toisus Yanika or being Mamayat Yanika is also going to be a Malach. Even though you're only adding to the Yanika being Mamayat from the Yanika, but the Rambam Shita is that that's enough to be Mechayim.
So, you get that Rishash, it's not Rishash, it's probably it should be like in between Yanika Rishash and being in Arzal itself. Why is Yanika have to be on the Rishash?
There is in between. What we call Gosheshes is the in between stage. It's planted in the ground. Gosheshes is anything where it's still growing from the ground. At a certain level, it's more like any geshesh. At a certain level, it is. The question in each thing is, where do you make the line? Where be below what is considered part of growing from its own, but above what is what? The Rambam is talking. This Reb Reuven is talking specifically in Hilchos Shabbos that there's this hagdara, which the Rambam holds is a deraisa, which is being memayit yinikasa. If you water the grass, yichayiv, even though it would grow anyway, it doesn't have to be, it would die otherwise. But by watering it, you make it grow more quickly. So a person is chayiv, deraisa. Because if you speed up the malacha process, then a person is chayiv. So Ramela, that's the Rambam sheet. Oh, the opposite way, yeah, nachinami. If you took a flower pot that was at a raised thing and you put it down onto the ground, so be chayav mishum zereya. Nachinami. according to this, it'll go both directions. Because the same svara that you're speeding up the process, you're speeding it up, whether in time or in quality, whatever it is, that it makes it better. The more unique it makes it better, that you as long as you're speeding it up, that would be a chiv. In which case? You have a chalom pad. Oh, but there's no malacha. See, by planting, there are two malachas, the reya and kaitzer. If you plant something as an isser, if you take it off, it's us. By cooking, there's only an isser to cook. There's no isser to take it off. You're allowed to take it off the fire. There's no isser to slow down the cooking. So by cooking, slowing down the cooking is not us. You can move it further from the fire. But you can't move it closer. So there's an old Yiddish minig of Yiddish mamis, which the crackpots destroying. It used to always be a minig that you had the chant on the fire on a blech, and the lady in the house would look at it, move it a little further away, and then look at it again, move it a little closer. It was like it was a Yiddish azat that the mother would worry about the chant the whole, and she'd keep on checking it. Now with the crackpots, there's nothing. But the truth is, if it wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, it would be a problem. So the ladies, all the ladies think that when you put on the blech has to be fully cooked before Shabbos. There's no such halacha. If you put it on the blech, if you have a blech, it could be totally raw. It doesn't have to be fully cooked before Shabbos. As long as you get calls there of Shabbos, the guests are coming, I have to add something to the chalom at the last minute, it's not fully cooked, what do I do? It's no problem. If you have a blech, it could be not fully cooked. But Ramesh, one of his letters, calls it the minig b'nois Yisrael, is that it's fully cooked. Why? I think it's because the ladies, they used to check the chalom, move it this way, move it that way, take the cover off, put it back. If it's not fully cooked, it's also, you can't put the cover back. You can't move it closer. If it's fully cooked, you can do whatever you want with it on Shabbos. That's probably where this whole misconception, where it came from. That's without a blech. With a blech, it's no problem. Without a blech, kidrachais is mutter, and fully cooked is mutter. But with a blech, if you hold a blech as garfu katum, so it could be anything. Kidrachais is without a blech. It happened to me once. It was Shabbos Pesach. My wife realized we didn't have a blech. So I told her, you don't need a blech. It's fully cooked. You can just put it on the fire. So she didn't trust me. I told her, call the rav, you'll see. She didn't trust me. She had a homemade blech. But you don't really need a blech. If something is fully cooked or it's totally raw, it really don't need. The whole reason you need a blech is for the
only raw,
only basar. If it's kidra chaisa, even if the whole pot has just a piece of raw meat in it, it doesn't need a blech.
If you take the plant out of the flower pot,
if you pull the plant out, you're going to kill it. It has no yanika. That's a problem. You pull the plant with the earth out of flower pot. Then you're not high because it's like a shinoi, because it's not the way things normally grow. Then that's why you're not high. Right. So there the patur is because it's a shinoi. Just like if you use your elbow to knock an apple off a tree, you're not high. Even though it had a full yanika, it's an apple growing on a tree. But if you do it a shina, that's a side patur of shina. Alright, so this is Reb Ruvain's rule, which I don't think is, it's not like a far-fetched pilpul, it's a very glatt of pshat in the Rambam. Alright, he goes into this a little more, but first the ikur is what's pshat in Taisis now. If you have such a geshmak pshat in the Rambam, we have here machlokes the Rambam in Taisus. The Rambam says if you raise the flower pot off the ground, you're chayv min haTorah. Taisus says it's a derabon. We say pshat in the Rambam, very geshmak. You're slowing down the yanika. You're raising it off the ground. So you're slowing down the yanika. So it's just like all these other cases, just like watering, where you're speeding it up, or just like cooking, where you're cooking, or another example he brings, hamistapik min ha'or. If you have a burning oil, you have a bowl of oil, and there's a wick in the middle, and it's burning. And somebody needs a little oil for his food, so he dips his bread into the oil. He doesn't touch the wick. just dips his bread into the oil, and he takes out some oil, a mistapik min ha-shemen shebener, it's chayiv. Chayiv, I didn't, the flame, it could be the flame didn't change. But the pashtus is that you're chayiv, the same thing, the same reason. Because it's going to go out sooner. It's going to go out more quickly. Or if you have a fireplace, wood is burning, you pull out a piece of wood, so you made the fire go out more quickly. So a person would be chayiv. I know Tosfos and Bay, I know. It's nothing. Tosfos and Bay says even my Mechaba Oiret. Gram Kibui, no, but the Rosh says the Chilik to Gram, there are two types of Gram Kibui. The Rosh in Beyer says that Gram Kibui is something that's not already in the thing. It's dripping in, you take away, that's Gram Kibui. But if it's already in there, I meant to burn, that he calls it. Kibui.
Kibui language.
You mean it should be a Melachshin Tzrich L'Gufa of Kibui? It could be a Melachshin Tzrich L'Gufa. But that's not the point. The point is that whatever it would be, it doesn't need that the flame goes out now, as long as you're mamayit to be
all right.
Even if there's enough to last after Shabbos. You have a migul, you could have put out after Shabbos. The truth is, Taisus and Beyach of Beis says a loshin which needs hesber. Taisus seems to say that when you take some oil out, it already, the flame already gets a little weaker. We wouldn't see it that way. So it's a place there that needs hesber, which I don't want to go into. But Rav Ruvain brings that as another example. Anyway, the Rambam Shita is very, very clear. Shabbos Pach Shailu is known for that. The Rav Ruvain is very, very clear in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that you chayiv, why you memayit in the amount of time it's going to grow. Very, very gishmak. Now Tosfos, they have to turn around. What's wrong with Tosfos? Tosfos says that if you take the flower pot and raise it, it's only a drabanan. Why is it only a drabanan? Why is raising the flower pot off the ground any different than all the other examples we said, where you speed up the process of a malacha, where you slow down the process? Here you're speeding up, you're causing a part of the malacha of kaitzer to happen, you're slowing down the growing. So that should be chayv in atayra. Just like any other malacha, that you speed up the process that you dechay. So Zot Rav Ruvain, Tosfos needs hesber, and he brings a hesber from an arsameach.
Wait.
You're talking, don't confuse the drabanas and the deraisas. The drabana, what geyser, that you need a black because you might do malacha because of the person's mind. But the deraisa is only if you actually do it. The deraisa is if you move it closer. There's nothing to do with your mind. If your body, if you physically move it closer, you're chayiv. Okay? What you started to say was the drabanan. You need a blech to remind you that you shouldn't move it closer. It's kidra chayisa. See, you won't move it closer anyway, or you won't build up the fire anyway, so there's no problem. That's all the drabanan. What we're talking about now is the deraisa. The chi of deraisa is if you move it closer and it cooks more quickly. Right? And the same thing, if you move it further by Kaitzer, you should be chayiv. So Ruvain brings a pshat from B'Shem the Arsameach. And you should look at it inside, because I'm going to tell it to you the way I understand it. And it may not be exactly what the Arsameach says. I think it's what Ruvain is saying. But it may not be exactly what the Arsameach is saying, but I'll tell you the way I understand what the site is. The Hagdara is the following. It's taka true if you speed something up, you're dechayiv. You speed up a process, you're dechayiv. But you still need the cheftza shel malacha, what Ruvain calls the chefetz of the malacha. For example, you speed up cooking. You speed up cooking, you have a cooked food at the end. At the end of the day, you have a cooked food. So you speed, your taka was speeding up the cooking. At the end, you have a food that's cooked, or you water the grass. Lamaisa, at the end, you have a grown thing. The whole thing is you should have a grown fruit. You have a grown fruit. It grew, how did it grow? It grew faster because I watered it. In these examples, at the end, I have something which occurred because of me. Even when I take the shemen out of the nair, eventually I have an extinguished flame. And Lamaisa, it extinguished at that time because of me. So in all these cases, at the end, there's something I could point to. This malacha happened because of me. It happened quickly because of me. It would have happened anyway. But there's something, there's some object of malacha that happened because of me. In our Gemara, when you have a flower pot that's growing, and you lift it up, it grows more slowly. Which malacha are we talking about? Kaitzer. Can I point to a fruit that was niktzar min hakarka? There was nothing, there's no object that was niktzar. I speed it up. What did I speed up? I didn't speed up Katsira. No Katsira happened. All I did is I slowed down the growth. So where's the Akash on Tosfos? Tosfos says that if you raise it, it's only a Drabanan. So we're saying, what do you mean? I have 1, 2, 3, 4 examples of things where you speed up a malacha, that's Chayiv. Zakta Reb Ruvain, I'm not speeding up the malacha. I'm slowing down the growing. But there's no kaitzer that ever happens. And all the other examples, there were, I think, 4 examples that we spoke about. Speeding up the cooking, or watering or weeding a field, where you speed up the growing. Or the Gemara in Shavuos, where you turn over the Eivarim, so it burns more quickly. Or the Gemara in Beyo, where you take oil out of the nair. And all 4 examples, the malacha you're talking about happened. It certainly happened. There was something which was extinguished, there was something which was burnt, there was something which was cooked, there was something which grew. There's an object which grew, the malacha happened. Happened more quickly because of me. In this case, what did I do? I slowed down the growing. Which malacha is that? Kaitzer. Can you point to a davar haniktzar? Is there something that was cut off? There's no davar haniktzar. There's nothing that was cut off that I could point to. If I want to say it more strongly, the lashon he has is Katsira has a shear. You need some shear of Katsira. Where's there a shear of Katsira? You need whatever the shear is that you have to cut off. Where's there a shear? There's no Katsira, you have to cut off a Gregorus. Where's there a Gregorus? There's nothing that was cut off. It's more than there's no shear. There's nothing. Nothing was cut off. It was slowed down. But at the end of the day, nothing was cut off. So how can you tell me I'm chayav mishum kaitzer min atayra if there was no object that was niktzar? To be a malach on Shabbos, it had to happen to something. It didn't happen to anything. When I pick out weeds, I'm chayav because I'm making the fruit grow more quickly. All the fruit, every fruit in this field, if I pull weeds, it makes the fruit grow better. So I can point to the fruits and say, look, these fruits grew. Maybe they would have grown anyway, but they grew better or quicker, whatever weeding does. Look, farmers don't stop wasting their time pulling weeds. They know if they don't pull the weeds, it'll grow either more slowly or it won't grow as well ever. So they're not wasting their time. Well, it has to be enough to affect the growth. So you're going to tell me how many weeds do I have to pick up in order to be able to affect the growth? So the Arsameach adds the words. That's what I'm telling you. The Arsameach says a little more than I'm saying. The Arsameach says, those malachis with speeding up his chayiv are malachis that don't have a shear. Kiboy, there's no shear how much kiboy. Kiboy is chayiv on every time. Growing is chayiv. See, it's not entirely true. There's really a shear for growing also. But so that's why Reb Ruvain says it means a shear and the quality of it. You see, once I get into our Sinas Lashon, I'm going to be lost a little. In Reb Ruvain's Lashon, it's very geshmak. You have to be able to point to the object that the thing happened to. That's the issue. And as long as you can point to the thing that something happened to, then I think it's a very geshmak of pshat and taisus. Comes out we have machlekes Rashi and Rambam against Rashi and taisus. Taisus get the pishas and the futures. Rashi and taisus hold that when you raise it, it's a drabana. And the Rambam holds that when you raise it, it's a raisa. All the other cases. That was saying that Rashi, the Rambam, and Tosfos, everybody would agree, all the other cases, if you speed up the malacha, and you can point to something that you're talking about. Now, tomorrow, we're going to deal with the Osu Levraya. What I'd like to deal with, and we're going to deal with this tomorrow, is the following shaila. It has to do with pshat in the Gemara. You'll cap right away why. This is a shaila in Hilchos Shabbos that has a dozen applications. Let's say I have a pot on the fire, a cholent, it's not fully cooked. So we all know, can I move it closer to the fire? No. Move it further from the fire? Of course. You can even take it off. What's the din? Let's say I would know. I have two spats that are exactly equal in heat. Can I move the cholent pot from one spat to the other? It's in my way. So I want to move it to a place where it's exactly the same heat. You'll say, how do I know it's the same heat? So theoretically, let's say I know I have two things exactly the same heat. What I want to do is transfer it, slide it. I'm not taking it off and putting it back. I'm just sliding it over. It's never going off a place that has the same amount of heat. Let's say I would have an electric hot plate, which is the same heat. It's uniform. So I want to slide it over. Would you say that's Malach on Shabbos? Worse? Chazara is aser, but chazara, if it's not fully cooked, it's not fully cooked. Chazara, once I took it off, at this moment, if I put it back, I'm a mavashel. Because at this moment, it won't cook. So by putting it back, I'm a mavashel. But if I just slide it, it was never off. At every moment, it's on a place that can cook. But at the end, it's cooking in a place where it wouldn't have cooked from that fire. It would have cooked for the other fire. Does that matter? Okay, so we're going to admit Hashem. That's totally in this channel, so it'll dry up again.